Okay, we got a quorum. All right. Welcome everyone to the WBII Local Station Board Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WBII Local Station Board Treasurer and the chair of the committee. And therefore, I chair this meeting. And so, the first thing we're required to do is set the agenda. So, I move that we adopt the following agenda, if I can find it. God. Where? Okay, I move to you. We adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order, 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4. Roll call, 2 minutes. 5. Excused absences, 5 minutes. 6. Treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 7. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 8. New business, 9. Adjourn no later than 8:15 p.m. Eastern. All right, that's the motion that we have on the floor right now. And the general manager isn't going to be here, he said. So I've taken his report off the agenda, and I've cut back most of the time we were going to spend on that. Okay. Is there any debate or questions or anything or amendments for this agenda, for the motion to adopt the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote on the motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as proposed? Hearing none, we have an agenda. And something else we have is apparently Kay's connection is doing things. And I'm not sure what's going on, but it makes some strange noises. So,
hi, Paul, my apologies for the interruption. Noel Jameson calling in.
Okay, we'll get to that. All right.
Thank you.
Let's see. Next item on the agenda here is identify timekeeper. And who would like to be the timekeeper for this meeting? Oh, I'm not hearing anybody. Jack, are you not here anymore? Jack had been here.
I'll go get the timer.
Okay.
You want me to play timekeeper?
Okay, fine.
Give me signatures and I'll do it, but that's what I need, signatures. Thank you.
All right. Is there any objection to Jack DePalma being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Jack DePalma will be the timekeeper. And all right, so the next thing after that is roll call. Not going to be a long roll call, folks. All right. And okay. This is the official roll call. This is it. Please answer up when you hear your name. Joan DiLorenzo.
I'm here.
Jack DePalma.
I am Jack.
Noel Jameson.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Matt Mazza.
Here.
Allie Murphy. James Sagerton. M.K. Williams.
I'm here.
Okay. And that's six, and that is a quorum. Okay. All right. The next item on the agenda is excused absences. Let me go see if anybody's dropped any in on us in the next, in the last few minutes. All right. Oof, what was that? Okay, we're... Is that it? Let me try that part again. And okay, there. One person did want a an excused absence, but he's his membership lapsed. So there we go. Okay. All right. Okay. So. I am not seeing anything from any excused absences, so we're done with that. There are none, but I will take the moment to make the usual announcement that we make. And, oh boy, that sound from the phone is... wild stuff. I don't know why. All right. Pardon me. Oh. Okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at that... Hold on. Oh, pardon me. I'm not having a good time here, folks. Assign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. So, is there anyone here who is not a member who would like to give me their name and start the process of becoming a member? Okay, anyone? I hear nobody so far. Okay, I'll count that as new. All right. The next agenda item is the treasurer's report, and I give that. Okay. There we go. One second while I cough up a lung. Okay, I've done that. All right. Now, getting back to that software.
Oh,
yes.
Paul, what do you want, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15?
Oh, okay, let me look at the agenda. 15 solid minutes. Okay, 15 minutes. There was a meeting of the National Finance Committee, which we call the NFC, last night. I did bring up the prospect of releasing the monthly income statement for the 6 months ending Tuesday, March 31st, 2026, to the public. But since that document is missing KPFA information, the National Office is going to put out an updated income statement that includes information from all the stations. So we'll see how that works. The executive director said that the audits are now coming along and that the National Office people meet with the auditors every Tuesday morning, and the FY22 and FY23 audits are on track to be ready by the end of this calendar year. Apparently, the FY24 and FY25 audits should follow. The executive director said that the National Office was working on the FY27 budgets and that they would be presented at the next NFC meeting on September 8th. The executive director told the NFC that the IRS letter that backdates Pacifica's status, saying we are exempt from federal tax, has been posted to the Pacifica website. She said that there is no longer anything negative about Pacifica on the IRS website. And she expects the California Attorney General's office to post that information too. KPFK financial issues were discussed at last night's meeting. The executive director said that the interim general manager of KPFK has done a lot of work on figuring out that station's financial situation. She talked about maybe having him help all of the other general managers to do the same. It certainly would be nice to start getting financial information about WBAI again. The executive director said that the FCC consent agreement has come to an end and WBAI is no longer under that scrutiny. The NFC discussed the use of, quote, thank you gifts, unquote, formerly called premiums, for on-air fundraising. The executive director said, we are not going back to the old premium methods. She basically wants to have a company do the fulfillment for anything we do. She indicated that some of the stuff that used to be premiums and which is now still at the station will probably be sent out to fulfill premiums that were not fulfilled in the past. Downloadable thank you gifts were discussed. It may take contracting with a company to handle that particular item. There was a discussion of using the Pacifica radio archives for thank you gifts. The executive director said that the National Office is still in the midst of digitizing and doing copyright searches on materials. She said that we do have close to 10,000 items now available. She said that the National Office was looking at organizations that can manage a website for us that would handle all of this. There was a discussion of using presentations other than spreadsheets to show the finances of Pacifica. The executive director says that when she's talking to potential donors, she likes to show them something that they can be comfortable and can understand, that they can be comfortable with and understand, and that not everyone will be able to understand a spreadsheet. At last night's meeting, we got a presentation about the KPFK finances as an HTML document. The interim general manager of KPFK will be teaching this method to the other general managers. The executive director said that making it possible to have fewer on-air fundraiser days would be good because she's concerned about listener burnout from long on-air fundraisers. And I see that the front page of the WBAI website says that the station has raised $72,000 of the $200,000 goal for the current on-air fundraiser. And, What I'm going to do right now is look at WBAI.org and see if that has changed. It probably has not, but hey. And no, hasn't changed. It's still $72,000. And so we have that. Now, one issue here is the executive director wants the on-air fundraisers to be shorter. And this particular one for BAI has been going on since July 20th, I believe. And we're not halfway there yet. So I don't know how this is going to work out. I wish the general manager would come to the meetings and talk to us about it. Anyway, the next National Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, September 8th, 2026 at 8:30 p.m. That meeting will be held by teleconference, and that is the Treasurer's Report. So, and we'll see, does anybody, by raising your hand in Zoom, anybody have any comments or questions on the Treasurer's Report? Seeing none.
Paul, this is Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Would you comment? It sounded like it was all good news. Nobody's failing and nobody's claiming this or that. Seems like they're putting things in order, the audits, et cetera, et cetera. It sounds like good news. Anything to say?
Yeah,
about that?
It's not horrible stuff going on. So yeah. Okay. So we have people actually putting their hands up. Kay, you have the floor.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I had to unmute in order to talk. I'm sorry if there's extraneous noise. It's 107 degrees here, folks.
Wow.
If you don't have that, you're lucky. Anyway, I did listen to the meeting last night, and I had a question about the company they're going to hire to manage the thank you gifts. I mean, is it going to be something like Amazon? I mean, who does that? You know, I mean, why couldn't she say what company she's considering?
My guess is she doesn't know yet. They're talking about this. They're not saying, you know, exactly what they're doing. We didn't get all of the possibilities. My impression was this is stuff they're talking about. So it's not like they're doing it right now. They're just looking at it. And this is one of the things they're talking about. So I don't think we're missing anything at this point in time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Next is 917. Area code?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Matt, go ahead.
Yes. I don't know how a company, an outside company, would know what premiums, how they would have the information. Most of these thank you gifts, the DVDs, are things that I produced that were gathered by Mimi Rosenberg. Special packages. So they would have to get information from us to handle these things. I don't know how they would do that, how that would work. And also, WPFW, according to Mimi, who she works with, one of her programs is on simulcast on WPFW, did $150,000 in 2 weeks fund drive. So they were using flash drives from Pacifica Radio Archives. So I'm not sure how that would work, having an outside company. That doesn't sound sustainable. That is my comment. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, again, this is preliminary. There's nothing set in stone or anything yet. So basically, they're just talking about this. We'll see what they would have to look into it and figure out how to make it workable. Now, if they start really doing this, I hope that we will be able to propose that maybe they talk to you, because you've got a lot of experience on this, and you could probably advise anybody on what will be needed. Not necessarily what company, but what the needs are of this. So that's my thought. Again, also, this is not a done deal, and I think that what's happening is the executive director is looking at the idea. So right now, it's an idea that's being looked at, and that's it. Okay?
Fair enough, because many of the things we duplicated, we made. So they wouldn't be able to get them anyplace else. Okay.
Well, I mean, okay, so they were made at BAI, but, you know, you would end up having some company that you would, you know, basically give them to. They're talking about downloadable stuff a lot. They are looking at that as a really good idea, and they don't, you know, the executive director understands that she doesn't know how they would do that, because what you got to do for a downloadable content is give the person a key or a password that works one time to download the particular thing you want them to get. Otherwise, you'll have people spreading it around all over the internet. You'll get 25,000 downloads and only one payment. So you don't want that. So it's a little bit complicated. I got the impression, doesn't know exactly what the mechanics would be of it, but there are people who do know the mechanics of that, and they're going to be able to, you know, get somebody in there to try and do that. Anyway, even that part isn't for certain, so we'll see how this goes. Right now, you're handling those backlog premiums, right? You've got some books. You've got some DVDs and CDs and stuff. So you've got physical stuff to send out, and they're really looking to have downloadable. In other words, instead of a CD, you would have the file, the audio file, online, and the person would say, okay, I want this, and they pay for it, and they get a link and a key to type in or something like that, and they would go and they would be able to download that particular audio, and they would have it. So that's how that would work. It makes it so that there's not, you know, as much stuff going on with it. There won't be premium packing parties as much, which, you know, was a lot of labor intensive stuff. So that's what I believe that they're going toward. Okay.
Okay. And Max did some of that in Golden Age. He had a couple of items that were downloads. So Max has some experience with that.
Oh.
Yeah. True, true.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, you got 2 minutes left.
Okay. All right. Yes, well, okay, I'll keep that in mind, and maybe I'll talk to Max here, and maybe he could talk to the executive director, and we can figure out what's going on. All right. And let me look here. And, okay, I think, Matt, you're 4347, right?
Correct. That's
okay.
Me.
Okay. You should take your hand down for now. Anybody else have anything for the treasurer's report? Okay. I don't hear any more. Right now, let me go back to here. Is Allie Murphy here? Is James Sagerton here? Okay. Neither of them are here. All right, so the next, hearing nothing more, I think you were saying the time for the treasurer's report is about up. Jack?
You got 30 seconds? Yeah,
oh, well.
Can you hear me? I'm mute.
Yeah, I hear you.
30 seconds.
Okay, Okay, Matt still has his hand up, but nobody else does. So we're going to move right along here. And the next item is set next meeting date.
How much time up, Paul?
Give me a second here, and I will do that. It is 5 minutes. Okay. So where is that? Here that is. Okay. I'm going to propose we do it in the usual way we've been doing it. I'm going to propose September 16th. So I move. That we meet September 16th via this Zoom at 7 p.m. Okay, so that's a motion on the floor. Any debate or questions or anything on that motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to going to a vote on that motion? And is there any objection to approving that motion without objection?
Is that the Wednesday? That's another Wednesday, correct?
That's a Wednesday, yes. Wednesday, September 16th, 7 p.m. Is there any objection? Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. All right, next item is new business.
Change the clock. What do you got?
Say what?
I'm keeping track of the time for this new business piece.
New business doesn't have a time limit to it, and it basically goes to the end of the meeting. The end of the meeting we agreed to was 8:15. So, is there
what
any
time is it now, Apple?
I have 1935. Is there any new business? Anybody got any new business they want to bring up of any sort whatsoever?
Apple?
Yeah, Jack? Go ahead.
Yes, yes. Under the new arrangements, in 2027, this committee won't be meeting anymore. Is that true?
Who knows? I don't know what the hell people are doing.
If it wasn't me and you that knew anything, I wouldn't be asking the question and I wouldn't be asking it of you. But what's your best guess? Come on, be serious.
My guess is we'll try. We'll probably try. We'll see what happens. I mean, we may end up skipping January and starting again in February. And, you know, give time for the allegedly new LSB to set up the committee. And I don't know if I'll be. And I don't know if
I'm
I'll
sorry.
Be. I don't know if I'll be treasurer or anything else by that time. Anything more, Jack?
Yeah, I was going to ask another almost follow-up, but the phone rang. I lost track of it.
Oh, that's your phone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The idea being that they can't stop us from meeting, but they can say like they did, oh, it's not official Pacifica group or meeting. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The First Amendment guarantees freedom of assembly. And I hear myself.
You don't have to go to the First Amendment, Paul. All you have to say is that if we continue to want to have a meeting, call it the New York City WBAI, LSB, or not LSB, Finance Committee, I believe we're free to do that.
Details can be worked out. People can meet and do what they please. As long as we're plotting the violent overthrow of the federal government, which we'll endeavor to not do. Anyway, all right. Okay, Matt, would you like to take your hand down?
How do you do that? Star? How do you do
star
that?
Star 9. Star 9, I think.
Oh, star 9 raises it, no?
It's a toggle. There you go. Okay. All right. Is there any other new business for the committee? All right. Let me do a little fast thing here. And so nobody screams that they got cheated of anything. And I have to do this stuff one-handed. This is, one of these days I'll fix this. Anyway, going to make the announcement again. While attendance at any WBAI meeting, attendees. God, I can't read. I'll try this again. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI LSB that for the local finance committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. And is there anybody who's not a member who's on here who wants to give me their name so they can start becoming a member? None. Okay. Does anybody else have any more new business? James Sagerton, I see you. Okay. All right. James Sagerton, you're here, right?
I am. I'm not. I have been ill. So I'm barely here, so I just wanted you to know I am here.
Okay, you're here. Is Allie Murphy here? I guess she's not. All right. Okay. All right, so there's that. Is there any more new business for the committee? Hearing none, I will make a motion to adjourn. I move to adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none. We are, the motion passes and we are adjourned and it is 1940. Okay. Thank you everyone. And, you know, I hope maybe we can get the general manager to come in here at some point. And I don't know, we'll see what happens. See you in September. Okay, so the next meeting is in September. Thank you all. That ends this meeting.